morning, sir. This is Lee Quinones with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. And this is?
This is Alvin Smith.
Okay, sir, the next voice you'll be hearing is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and she'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing this morning.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Mr. Smith?
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Alvin Roy Smith, sir, 201-830.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. And this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on August 31st, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, getting a lot of echo.
Okay. All right, well, is that any better?
Slightly.
Slightly better, all right. Well, I'll try to be slow. Hopefully
okay.
That will help. So you were notified about this hearing on August 31st, and you signed a form that day. You remember?
Yes. Yes,
okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you would hire an attorney, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire the attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Didn't hire an attorney, so the alternative is...
It's all you. Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board members. You can't see us, but we have in the room the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Lee Quinones, who we spoke to a minute ago, the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing.
Okay.
We also have in the room with us Mr. Grady, who is with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Smith and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Smith?
I do.
Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Smith, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is read this allegation to you on warrant and ask you to respond whether it's true or false, sir.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12F, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Western Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix, by 10 a.m. the next business day, after being discharged from your approved residence at TLC on 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix on or about June 26, 2017, per the discharge letter dated June 23, 2017, and as directed on April 20, 2017. Your current whereabouts were unknown unless you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Smith, is this true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. Then based on Mr. Smith's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Smith, we can move to phase two of your hearing and determine whether your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information so we have a little bit more to work with. So we'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Smith was released from DLC on April 20th of 2017. He was arrested on August 10th of 2018 by Phoenix PD on the ADC only warrant, no charges. He was returned back to DLC on August 10th, 2018, and the CCD of January 2nd, 2019, that reflects 400 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, danger drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, criminal possession of forgery device, 1 year. 2006, unlawful use of motor transportation, 1 year. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, forgery, 2 years. He has three terms of DOC. His CUIS scores are 2-3, non-verbal scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. Mr. Smith, 7-8, being a member of the criminal street gang, 7-1st. Prior term of supervision, 2006, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2012, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. No other arrests. Community risk score is a G6V7.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. So, Mr. Smith, we have some written brief notes about your case supervision. And it looks like you were originally released to go to V-Ray on Elm Street, but you were discharged from there for a positive UA.
Yeah.
Looks like for methamphetamine?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you were moved over to the solution. That's what it's called, the solution on Longview. And you were discharged there because you didn't come back. And why didn't you go back there?
Honestly, I was going through a tough time in my life with my grandfather being at the end of life.
Okay. So
there is no answer, there is no excuses, it's just, okay. You know, I just moved on.
Because you were only there like 3 weeks, but it was nothing where the facility was not acceptable to you. It was
I didn't hear that.
It was not because the facility, there was a problem with the facility.
No excuses. Okay. I mean, I can say that all I want to, but that would be an excuse.
Okay.
It was all me, though.
Okay.
It was just, yeah.
Then you went over to TLC, it looks like, and that's where you were not there for your bed check at 10 p.m.
Correct.
Okay. And where did you go after that?
Well, I went to help my grandfather with the end of his life care.
Okay. Is that in Phoenix or?
Yeah, it was in Phoenix, yeah.
Okay, so you just went to help your grandfather. Okay. All right, and it looks like you were working at Los Olivos Car Wash?
Yes.
And all the way, or just, what says here from May 4th to June 21st of 17?
Yes.
Longer than that, or that's it?
No, that's about it.
And did you work anywhere else?
No, not until my grandfather passed away.
Okay. And then after that, what did you do?
I just did a lot of odd jobs for my family. They have a few rental properties.
Oh, okay.
So I just did getting the properties ready for renting.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you were responsible to submit urine specimens. And there were some days that it looks like you failed to submit. In April, May, June, a couple times in June of 2017. But there were a couple in May and June that you submitted with negative. Were you having a drug problem while you were out, or?
I wouldn't per se say a drug problem. Just only having a few life problems.
Okay, but you did use it, looks like.
Yes, I did. Yeah, absolutely, I did.
Okay, you tested positive. Okay, sir. So, what were you doing for those 400 days? That 400 days is a long time. It's more than a year.
Yes.
And I'm sorry about your grandfather. Please accept our condolences. After he passed, you said you were doing other work. About when was that?
Well, he passed away March 19th,
so
March 2018.
Of 2008. So since March, what have you been doing?
Since then, it may sound weird, but I had planned to self-surrender and turn myself in, but, it's a lot harder. It's easier said than done. I've set a date a few different times and talked it over with my family, and I don't know what it was, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. So with that being said, just working and staying out of trouble.
Okay, and when you actually were kicked out, what were you doing then?
I didn't understand that.
when you actually were picked up, finally, arrested, what were you doing then?
What was I?
What were you doing when you were arrested?
Oh, what was I? Jaywalking.
You were
out of all the pain. When I was working my father's house.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you were jaywalking and then.
Well, jay-riding, but yeah, right. I was on a bicycle, but.
Okay.
But yeah, I crossed the street, you know, without it being a crosswalk, and that's, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
Okay. Well, it helped you make your decision about turning yourself in, didn't it?
It did.
A great decision. Okay. All right. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Smith, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you thought of that the board should know or consider?
No. I just hope that you guys actually, you know, maybe. I just wanted, you know, to be given another chance at getting this thing done. I've completed parole a couple times successful, and I know I can do it. It's just that, you know, a few things happened that derailed me, that I had a weak mind, and I was able to, it stopped me from my path. So, that's about it.
Okay, sir. Mr. Smith, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Smith is raised to the point he has completed two terms of prudent sentencing and parole. In the past, successfully, he's done two of them. This time he wasn't quite so successful, and as he says, it possibly is due to his personal issues he was having with his grandfather. He did submit some, I would say probably many urines, but was not 100% compliant about doing that, missed several. He was in three different halfway houses. At this point, I'm not saying he was a good candidate. I just can't overlook the 400 abscondes. That's very difficult to overlook. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that, based on information in warrant 2017W2281, a conversation with Mr. Smith, information provided by Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Smith was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal razor company, specifically by absconding for 400 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Smith. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. It's very difficult to overlook the 400 days that you were missing from community supervision, and I understand that you completed some terms successfully before, and that's much to your credit. But at this point, we're showing a release date for you of January 2nd, and when you get that date, you'll be done with your obligation to the Arizona criminal justice system. You might have a parole officer, and you will be free to do whatever. We certainly wish you the best, sir. We really appreciate how pleasant you've been with the board today, and thank you for participating in your hearing, sir.
Thank you.
If you give the phone back to the CO3, that we'd appreciate it.
Okay.